This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is already facing an impeachment probe over his request for Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. Now he's asking another country to do the same. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
He's publicly acknowledging telling Ukraine's leader to look into the former vice president and 2020 opponent.
It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Biden.
And then, unprompted, added another nation to the list, China. The president's been trying to raise suspicions about Hunter Biden's business dealings there, but says he has not yet directly asked President Xi Jinping to investigate.
Certainly something we can start thinking about.
There's no evidence of any Biden wrongdoing in China, and Biden's campaign chair says this shows the president's acting out because he's scared of Biden beating him. Yesterday on KOLO-TV, Biden dismissed the president's attacks.
I'm not going anywhere.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, lawmakers heard testimony Thursday from the former special U.S. envoy to Ukraine, who has become a central figure in the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Kurt Volker is testifying behind closed doors to three congressional committees investigating President Trump's July 25th phone call with Ukraine's president. Volker's role, along with that of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's confirmation that he was on Trump's July 25th call, have deeply entangled the State Department in the impeachment inquiry that is now shadowing the White House. Volker resigned as the U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine last week. An update on Wall Street so far, with all three major indices making gains from Wednesday's losses, with about an hour left in the trading day. The Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ are all up. This is VOA News. An administrator armed with a knife attacked officers inside the Paris police headquarters, killing several people before he was fatally shot. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has details.
According to reports, the attack appeared to have started in an office and continued elsewhere in the large police compound across the street from Notre Dame Cathedral. Authorities say the motive is unknown, but that the 20-year police employee allegedly responsible for the attack worked in the intelligence unit and had not posed any previous known problems. Emery Siamandi, who works at the police headquarters, said he was in the stairwell leading to the chief's office when he heard gunshots. Moments later, I saw three policewomen crying. I couldn't help them in any way, and their colleagues were crying too. So I figured it must be serious, Siamandi said. I'm Karen Chamas.
Britain's latest proposals on Brexit have been met with cautious skepticism in the EU, with officials doubtful that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan could yield an agreement by the end of the month, but also not dismissing the plan out of hand. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
Johnson unveiled his proposals on Wednesday, which would include creating an all-Ireland regulatory zone, covering the whole island of Ireland, whilst also keeping Northern Ireland part of the UK customs territory, not the EU customs union. If you're not sure how that would work, you're not alone. Irish Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is also confused.
I don't fully understand how we could have Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland in separate customs unions and somehow avoid there being tariffs, checks and customs posts on trade between North and South.
Ensuring that there is no physical infrastructure or border checks is seen as a key part of any deal. That's to avoid endangering the Good Friday Agreement that ended three decades of conflict in Northern Ireland.
Joe Davies of Reuters. The International Organization for Migration says migrant fatalities in the Mediterranean will top 1,000 this year. Lisa Schlein reports.
IOM spokesman Joel Millman says this will mark the sixth straight year that deaths on the Mediterranean have topped 1,000. The cumulative toll of victims during the six-year period is at least 15,000.
These data, tragic as they are the lowest number recorded at this point in the year since 2014. However, as shown, this drop is linked mostly to the reduction in the number of people attempting the crossing, rather than an improvement on the safety of this route, indicating that safe alternatives are urgently needed for migrants seeking a better life.
The UN Migration Agency blames many of the deaths on rising anti-migrant sentiments and hardening attitudes towards people fleeing violence and poverty. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.